We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the two dots on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that let's say you ask, you say, Reuven can't have enough from you. The halacha is, you still can teach him Medrash or Halachas and Agadosh, but you can't teach him Mikra, you can't teach him Chumash. And Shaul's like, what's the difference? L'chari, why do I teach him Medrash, Halachas, and Agadosh? Because it's a mitzvah, and mitzvah is a heresy. I'm giving him anah, it's not Shaykh anah, teach him a Medrash, but it's a mitzvah. So mitzvah is a heresy. But so mikra also, what's the chilek? Let's see the Gemara. Mikra, my time early on, then, ooh. So Gemara starts this way. Why can't I teach a mikra? Because I'm giving my anah. Medrash not mikra my leh, but Medrash also has anah. So Teretz is, what's pshat? Because mitzvah v'heret is anu. If that's true, so why dafka by Medrash is a mutter, and mikra is also? So Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. Amar Shmuel, b'mokoyim shenoytlim schar al mikra, ve'enoytlim schar al medrash. It's in a place where they take schar on mikra, and they don't take schar for medrash. Like we're going to learn the Gemara in a second, that really the halach is that mikra you're allowed to take schar for, and medrash you can't take schar for. We'll see why. But even so, there were places where they didn't take payment for teaching mikra because they didn't want you to get mixed up with medrash. But here was a place where they took schar for mikra. So now, when I teach a mikra, he's saving the payments. I'm not charging him. So that's what he has enough. Masha'ike by medrash, dear, you can't charge anyway. So there's no gain from him learning medrash. That's a mitzvah. That's a very mitzvah that has to know. Don't tomorrow my pascha. Vos epis, that he takes schar for mikra, not medrash. We said that's halach. So where's the makar for that? My pascha. Hakamash malon, that film makam shnoitim schar al mikra. Even if the place is a minigas that takes schar al mikra, you'll have to take money for teaching chumash. You're not allowed to take money for teaching medrash. Maishta medrash the law. Why can't you take money for teaching medrash? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Va'oisi tziva Hashem ve'esihi lamed eschem." It says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught me the Torah in order to teach it to you." That he was Moshe Rabbeinu was taught to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, to teach them chukim v'shvatim. And it says, "V'chesiv re'ei lamati eschem chukim v'shvatim kasher tzivani Hashem." And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Klal Yisrael, look, I taught you Chukim Mishpatim, Kasher Tzivani Hashem. And what's Kasher Tzivani Hashem teaching us? That the Ran explains that the Kasher Tzivani Hashem can be teaching us that I taught you Chukim Mishpatim that Hashem commanded me. Of course Hashem commanded me with Chukim Mishpatim. What do you mean Kasher Tzivani Hashem? So teaching that just like Hashem told me, I have to teach it to you for free, same thing, you have to teach Torah free also. Ma ani bechinam, af atem nami bechinam. Just like I, Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching you bechinam, you also, when you teach Torah, you got to teach bechinam. So you see, klar, that the pasuk says you have to teach medrash, you have to teach halach, chukim mishpatim, all Torah free. So afraid the gemara then, so mikra nami bechinam, so I get charged for teaching chumash. It's a first pasuk that has to be bechinam. Ma ani bechinam, ma kafatem bechinam. That you have to teach it free. So Gemara Shavuot taught Klal Yisrael Torah for free. You have to teach Klal Yisrael free also. So what's pshat that you could charge for mikra? So Gemara has two pshatim. Again, it's mavui in our Mishnah. You could charge for mikra because what else is the hana? You can't charge for medrash. It's a makom shnei mischal mikra. But why? Why do I take money for mikra? I may ani bechinam afatem bechinam. And for the Gemara, Rav Amar tu pshatim. Rav says Amar schar shimer. We're talking about little children because who do you teach chumash to usually? You teach them usually to small children, and they also need babysitting. So you're charging for the babysitting. Children, the derech is they run out of class, they run around. They stay in the car too long. All different things. They don't come in. So schar shimer. Rabbi Yechon Amar, schar pisek taimen. So one pshat is schar shimer. One pshat is that it means, schar shimer means babysitting charges. That's what it is. Another pshat is, Rabbi Yechon Amar, schar pisek taimen. The other pshat is, even by a gadol, that you're not teaching him only, when you teach him chumash, you're not only teaching them the pirish amilos and the psukim. You're also teaching him the trup, where to stop, where to go. And that's not midaraisa. It's not v'chlal chukim mishpatim. And Torah is not deraisa. You could charge for that. So what's nafkamin between Rav and Rabbi Yechonam Pshat? Zok the Ran. The nafkamin is teaching to a gadol. A gadol doesn't need shimer. Doesn't need babysitting. So l'fi Rav, it's the loch is that dear you're not allowed to charge money. But l'fi Rav Yechonam, you still could charge money. Why? Because char piece of time. And actually, the Ran says you're passing like Rabbi Yechonam. You could charge for chumash because it's a schar piece of time because we pass Rabbi Yechonon that even by Gadol, because a schar piece of time you could charge for it. Agav, another thing the Ran speaks out, if you're not allowed to charge, so what comes out of here? You're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. The only thing you can charge for Mikra is either schar shimer for kids, if you want Mandiyama, or a schar piece of time, right? So, Freit the Ran, that don't you find that people melamdim all the years, all melamdim, all cheder rabbeim, and all mesifter rabbeim charge money? What's the pshat? How do I charge money? What's the pshat?
Either they're watching the kids or
teaching. When teaching Gemara, Baruch Be, there's no schar piece of time. So what do you mean? Piece of time means that the had a trup, had a lane. Schar piece of time means had a lane, the trup. So and also watching, but mesifter boys don't need watching. So you're right. If it's kids, you have schar shima. But if it's mesifter boys, what's the heta for mesifter rabbi to charge for a thing? What's the heta, right? So this is Ran asked. The Ran answer is because someone called schar b'teila. He could have gone and got a job. He could become a cashier in the co-op. He could do anything. That for sure he could do. Well, a lawyer also. But he could definitely become a cashier in the co-op. So l'chayra, so therefore, you have to at least pay him that much. Don't worry, they get paid less than. Most people get paid less than a cashier, rather. So don't worry about that. But they're getting schar b'teila. They're getting schar b'teila, which means it's schar they could have got a job. That's the pshat in the Ran. It's the Maslin Halacha. It says, miyu hani mili schar limud of agar b'teila shari. It brings in a shami like that. And taka, that's the way that it is. That's how you take schar b'teila. Back upon him, l'gabi. Right, so usually chumash is kids anyway. You have a schar shima, right? So now come out like this. So it's a two pshat in why I charge for mikra, either schar shima or schar piece of time. Good. So the Gemara says in our Mishnah Tanan, one of the things are leyom dena mikra. You just learned you can't teach mikra. Why? Because you're saving money on the schar, right? So freight the Gemara kasha. Bishul man dema schar piece of time. I understand. You could charge money because schar piece of time. El man dema schar shima. Gadol bar shima. Pastor talk about you asked enough from a gadol. So if that was the case, if you hold around schar shima, why can't he have enough from you? And for the Gemara, we're talking about a cotton over here. So the Gemara cotton, we cotton ton. What about cotton? Freight the Gemara. If it's talking about a cotton and talking about schar shima, so ibe cotton, aim a seifa. I'm Malamed as Bonov Mikra, but says, I can't teach him Mikra, but his children I can teach Mikra. The reason is because if I give Hanot to his children, that's like not really Hanot to him. It's only like a Mavri Akhari. So Malamed is Bonov Mikra. So Kot, if you don't want a Kotan here, Kotan are Bonov, we can have children. So you're right, good time now. Make Suri Mechsa. Who do you want to talk to you? Loya Mikra, the Kotan. Talk about Kotan. You can't teach him Mikra. If the person you said can't have enough from you is a Kotan. If he was a gadol, melamdei lo, you'll have bought a mikra. You teach him mikra because according to Sivan Yom, there's no problem teach a gadol mikra because there's no problem. He holds the only thing in schar shimer, and levon of mikra because this only mavri achari. So upon we didn't bring a rav from our mishnah because our mishnah learned talking about a katan. So it comes like this: lefi rav that learns schar shimer, you have to learn our mishnah talking about a katan because if not, what's the is to teach mikra? And according to Rav Yechanan, could teach even gadol on schar piece of timing. I can ask me. L'chayra, in the Mishnah that says you're allowed to teach Medrash, right? The Mishnah is allowed to teach Medrash, not Mikra. So why are we saying not Mikra? Either because he's a katan and a schar shimer, or because it's schar piece of taimin, and also he's gaining from that, right? That's the fear of Yechlan. L'chayra, even for Medrash is gaining, because I can charge him schar b'teila. So that's the L'chayra mass. So L'chayra say, why are we talking about a case here where there was no schar b'teila here? The guy did it at night or something. There was a time we didn't have schar b'teila. That's why you can't ask me a kasha mishnah that should be hanah, even a medrash called schar b'teila. Good, Majin? So the Gemara, meisver. So another kasha on this machlokes rav and meichna, meisver. Tonight, guys, like karim b'tchila b'shabbos. When you're teaching children Torah or how to read, you should not teach them the first time on Shabbos. Elo shayin b'rishon, but you could teach them chazara on Shabbos. Shayin means chazara. It could be the first chazara could be on Shabbos, but never teach the kids the first time new things on Shabbos, new mikra on Shabbos. So Zemara's like this: Bishlam adi amas chayar piece of time in. If you learn that the reason why you charge money is always because of a piece of time and teaching them a trap, hayin ain't karim b'tchila b'Shabbos. That's why you don't ain't karim b'tchila b'Shabbos. Why not? Because it's a problem of chayar Shabbos. Because the ikaschar is on the first time you teach them how to do, that's the most tircha, how to read the pasuk. So therefore, you're not taking schar Shabbos. You're not taking money for a job you do on Shabbos. But shoinim berishon, which means you do chazara, that you don't do. You don't charge for the chazara. And therefore, that's fine. That we understand very good. Shmack the price if it holds schar piece of time. But if it's schar shimur, what's the difference between the first time or the second time? What's the way you're teaching him? Schar shimur means I'm babysitting, basically. Babysitting is the same the first time. If anything, get more money for the second time for babysitting. Chazara, they're less interested. They put in the words. What's the difference? What's the difference? So Mar says, I understand the price so much better if you're schar piece of time. So Mar goes a comeback over here. Will tameich schar piece of time b'shabbes mi also? Is that a problem? Havlohi. How do you pay a cheder rabbi? You don't pay him per day. You pay him havlo. Havlo means you pay him per month or per week or per year. That's havlo. And havlo is no problem with schar shabbes. How do we know that? Havlo mishashari. The tayilint in the brisa. Hasoiches apoy lishmor satinuk. This prize is talking about you hire a poel to watch the tinnik. Used to have the tinnikus, used to go to a special place where they were born there, on top of a rack, where there was no kvarim, and that's where they put aside the children who are going to take care of the parah aduma. It's a big mar and sukkah and other places that they had a special place. You needed someone to watch the tinnikus there. So this, he hired a poel to watch the tinnik on Shabbos. Lishmar is a parah, to watch the parah aduma, that no oil should go on him, on the parah aduma, on her. They shouldn't carry oil, shouldn't become possible. Or Lishma says Ram, or to watch the Zerayim for the Karban Omer, to watch the Tzvua for the Karban Omer. The Lacha is, Einez Leschar Shabbos, you're not allowed to pay him. You're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos. Lefika, therefore, he's not going to pay for Shabbos. Im Avdu, if he gets lost, then Chayev Achayusav, he's not Chayev. Why? Because he's a Shayim Achino. Vimma Yeschir Shabbos, if he's hired about a week, or Yeschir Chaydash, or he's hired about a month, or Yeschir Shayin, hired about a year, or Yeschir Shavua, or how about a Shemitah? No, he's allowed to give him a Shemitah Shabbos. Therefore, Avdu gets lost on Shabbos. But what do you see? You see, he's allowed to have law. Why he's allowed to have law? So, the reason why Shemitah Shabbos is Osir is, like the Tosafot says in Daf Lam Zayin Aleph, is because it looks like Mekach HaMemkeh. It looks like I'm doing business on Shabbos. But if you get Bahav law, you don't see the payment for Shabbos. I'm giving you $200 a week. They don't have it for Shabbos. They wasn't looking Mecca and Memca. They both have laws mutter. So upon the cash is the lechayra. Even schar piece of time it doesn't make sense. Why can't do it on Shabbos? Lechayra, it's have law. Now another thing you have to speak out is we just learned first of all teaching Torah and we learned about soichas apoyel. Both these things are mitzvah. So lechayra, if it's a mitzvah, aren't you allowed to take schar Shabbos for a mitzvah? So first of all, it's not so pashut. That you're allowed to take Schar Shabbos for mitzvah. But Lamaisa, Bezeza brings down from the Mordechai, that you could take Schar Shabbos for mitzvah. Talking about a chazan there, or about the keya, you're allowed to take money for that. Freight the Taz from this Gemara. He says, what do you mean, Bezeza? You're allowed to take money for about the keya? It says over here for mitzvah, you can't take money. Ever the Taz of Mordechai is so, it's very negative. The only time you're allowed to take money for the mitzvah is only if it's a Shabbos take a mitzvah. You have to blow shofar today. You have to lane today. You have to down for the omer today. But if it's punkt a mitzvah, lands up on Shabbos, that does no had to take schar Shabbos. The punkt is a mitzvah and it's on Shabbos, that's no had to. That's what Taz says. And therefore, it's a big nafmi la'alocha. And it's a whole tumult. Schar Shabbos on Shabbos is a big shayla. Even if a mitzvah, it's mavui in the Gemara, is ain roya simen bracha. Therefore, a lot of people don't take money to be a chaz and all those things, even if they're allowed to, because ain roya simen bracha. But kaponim, that's a tumult from the outside. But I just want to point out that Taz has a cash from this Gemara. They see even by a mitzvah, there's a problem with schar Shabbos and you have law. But kaponim, what's pshat in our case over here with teaching the tinnitus the first time? We said, if schar shimer, should be offered also both times. And at Eretz is doing have laws, and Schapir is Tamas Shemot also. So what's going on over here? So the Mor says, you're right, it's not a raya. A whole new pshat, why you're not allowed to teach Torah, you're not allowed to teach Mikra Metchila to Tinuk. Hainu Taima, El Gav Shabbos, Hainu Taima, Dein Kari Metchila, a whole new reason, a whole different reason. From the Yifnu Avasa and the Nukula Mitzvah to Shabbos. The Metzias is that the father wants to, part of his Einig Shabbos is spending time with his children, singing his mirrors together, spending time with his children. And if his children are going to have first-time Chumash lessons today, he's not going to want to vatel them. They got to learn how to read. He's not going to vatel them. And then lose out on Simcha Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it's Chazara, he'll say, no problem. I don't care. Miss Chazara today. You know, Zemiris is more important. So Pshat is, we want him to enjoy Shabbos. Therefore, we say, don't teach the Tinnik Metchila, only Chazara. That's one pshat. That's a Ran's pshat. The Rosh is a little bit different. The Rosh says it takes longer to teach them how to read the piece of time. It's a long time, the piece of time. So they're going to go into the Suda, miss my Suda. Mashenke and Chazar is quicker. That's the Rosh. The Rosh is like this. In my Yikarim Metchila, Yicham Olehem, Yitzvich Laharech, Va'ovis Metzapim Lissoi, they wait to eat, Atche Yavoyu, Mavatam Enoch Shabbos. Mashakoru Me'esmal, Shein Ba'ayim, Enoch Yitzvich Laharech Boy. So that's the first pshat in the Brisa before. My second Shabbos, the Shabbos are Ochlim and Shosim, they eat and drink, the Yakar Aleim Alma. And they get, and the whole world gets heavy to them. They have a heavy stomach. Kedom Shmuel, Shinu Vesas Tchilal Chayel Me'ayim. When you change your schedule, it's the beginning of Chayel Me'ayim. And therefore, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be hard to learn for the first time, Pisak Time, after a big Suda. Therefore, we say, no learning Betchila on Shabbos, because most of the children are not ready to learn on Shabbos. They're not feeling so well. They're not in the right mindset to learn new things on Shabbos. Therefore, only do Chazara. So that's Pshat. Two Pshat in the Brisa, and neither one starts up with the Shita of Rav Yechanan. Either Pshat is because of Oinik Shabbos of the fathers, or because of the children, Shinu Veses, does not let them learn Betchila on Shabbos.